A classic by the Carpenters, gonna take some time. Off the album, A Song for You. It's 9.5 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And we are chatting with Chapman, plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, in the house. And today, Barry, I believe we're going to be continuing our conversation of last week where you had an intervention. Let's pick up the pieces there.
Yeah, so for those of you that didn't hear the story that went on, we had a septic tank installation that we tried to rescue a septic tank installation. We did a soak away. We had space limitations and all sorts of other things in play. And the soakaway kept on bubbling up a little bit. I then communicated with the client backwards and forwards a little bit about rainwater ingress, etc., and possible issues. We went out to site, we opened the system up to examine that everything was still working properly and correct. We dosed the system with bacteria to make sure that the soakaway and everything had enough bacteria in it to clean up all the fats and oils and all the organic products around. And we basically ended up in a point where we couldn't move forward. So the client said to me, no, she wanted her money back. And I'm sitting there going, I've put a hell of a lot of effort into this whole thing, been out, investigated it, I'm at it to work it. And it was only intermittent when the issue happened, and it was very much rain related. So I then got the Institute of Plumbing South Africa involved. They came out, they did their assessment, and they fell on the same conclusion of rainwater. The house has got no gutters on it. There's no direction of water channeling the water away from that particular area. There's stairs that go up the side of the house that run water straight on top of where the septic tank is. It's all soft sand. And I went there during the rain over the weekend, and the water was bubbling out. And I went back there about an hour and a half ago, and there's no issue whatsoever. So the system is working, it's just not handling the additional rainwater.
A bit like the pump station down on Willard Beach.
Yes, 100%.
We have issues.
Yeah, so we've basically come to a conclusion, and we'll get a formal report back from the Institute of Plumbing South Africa. Basically, just they'll do their assessment, and I would imagine it's going to be somewhere along the lines of gutters on the roof, control your stormwater, remove it away from the area of the septic tank. But whether the client's going to be happy to spend that additional money is another question.
And therein lies the rub, because you've done everything that is expected of you and more, but the outcome is still not a happy one, because the client still has issues. And that is luckily where at least a neutral third party, the Institute of Plumbing
South Africa,
was able to bring in an unbiased, neutral third party assessment. And there it is. You might not always get the decision that you want to hear. I suppose in her case, she wanted to hear that you had made a complete hash of the septic tank, and therefore you were responsible for paying her back the money that she had spent. But no, sometimes there are factors beyond one's control, and now the issue is to find a win-win solution, which could well be putting in some gutters and etc. There is a solution, thank heavens, because it's not an insurmountable problem. It would have been awful if it had been, like impervious ground rock, and that wouldn't have worked. But this one can be resolved. That's great. There's another issue that's on the agenda today, Barry, and that is quite simply the issue of water security and filtration. We touched on it last week. Yeah. I was quite concerned to see the beginnings of rumblings from Umgeni Water about water conservation in light of... And I was confused by that, because they, at the same time, released their document that gave you the dam levels throughout KZN, certainly within their jurisdiction. And most of them are 100%. So why are we being told now that one has to be ultra-conservative with regard to water? There's something amiss, there's something afoot. What is it?
So the one thing, I mean, as we know, Hazelmere's dam level was raised, and that was raised I would say probably 10 years too late. And it's the same issue that we have with a lot of our other dams, call them water reservoirs, around KZN. I don't believe there is enough water stored for the influx of the people within our Umgeni Water Services area. The other issue that you have is infrastructure decay. And that infrastructure is getting to a point where it's not being maintained or replaced. And the water wastage, I've heard in some areas, is up to 60%.
Wow.
Which is completely ridiculous. There's also illegal connections that are done all over the place. Water contamination. Yeah, there's so many factors.
So these are real issues. These are not things that one can overlook, because water is essential to life. Clean water is vital. And we are looking at an issue that's going to affect life as we know it in this part of the world, because it's not going to be the free-for-all that we've had for an awfully long time. Just turn on the tap, the water flows, you wash your car, you do whatever you want, and you pay the bill at the end of the month, and some people that don't get billed leave the standpipes running because water should run like a river, and then it's clean. You know, there's kind of thinking behind that. It's a bit like the thinking when there was the general issue around the big drought a couple of years back, where everyone was in serious trouble, and people were coming with very helpful suggestions from parts of the region. One of which was, if everyone just took a bucket of water to the dam and poured it in, that would help. I mean, 100%. This was a serious suggestion. It wasn't someone trying to be funny.
No, or use the water that comes out of your geyser.
Well,
because it's not coming out of the other tap, apparently. Yeah. So, been a lot of funny things happening, but the talk around in the industry and a lot of the councillors, the engineers and everyone, there is definitely a lot of concern about our water security. And as you've said, water is life. Without that water, we're going to have problems. So take your own water security into your own hands.
And do it now, while there is still a availability of what you need to store and collect, because there's going to be a run on it. Without a doubt, there's going to be a run on it.
No, but 100%. So if it gets to that point where it explodes and people go, oh, now I need to install my pump and tank, it's going to be twice the price. Remember the solar, the solar rush. So solar rush, the prices were okay. Then the rush came, supply and demand, prices went up through the roof. So you know it's going to happen. Whether it happens, to what extent, at least you are secured.
Yeah. And it's not an issue that should frighten you, because the solutions that are on the table, or the opportunities that are available to you, are infinitely reasonable. And really what it comes down to is just becoming more water-wise. That's the term that's been thrown around a lot, but it is essentially like that. Don't necessarily allow the rainwater that falls on your roof to rush away, wasted. You can collect that. You can use that then for functions that don't require clean potable water or potable water. You don't necessarily have to get rid of every bit of grey water if it's still, you know, possible to use some of that for irrigation, etc. There are so many. And I think key critical to this is, if you have an expert installation, you take the water that falls from the grace of nature, whatever, and you can happily store that and keep it clean, keep it safe. If you never have to use it, you know, isn't that just lucky?
Yeah.
But if you do, there is no substitute for that precious liquid. And rather, you know, there was that old saying, dig the well before you thirst. That's a good old 100%. Saying. I like it a lot.
Yeah. So from the side of rainwater harvesting, I mean, all of us live in the area that has Caesar Water. And we get charged per kiloliter of water. and per kiloliter of sewage processed. So if you're using your municipal water to top up your swimming pool or water your garden or wash your car, you know, wash the windows outside, any of that stuff, you are throwing, I think, 180 rand or whatever the sewer charge is, you're throwing that down the drain, literally. Well, it's not going down the drain, it's going into your garden. But you're paying for a service that's not actually being utilized. So harvest that rainwater and use it in those applications where you can then focus your spend within the area where it's actually getting processed.
I wanted to ask you a question because I have a small system that I need you to come around and look at and give me an advice or some advice as to how to improve it. It was installed a long time ago, and I'm sure it needs to be flushed out. But I was very happy that I had it because it's a smallish tank, and it stands upright and it comes off the roof. But there was a rather peculiar smell drifting around the area, and I thought, ooh, maybe a rat or a, you know. It turned out it was a monkey that had died on the roof. And, you know, it's very unusual. It was too far gone, I think, for post-mortem. It was, by the time we eventually found it, it was, you know, you couldn't really. But these things happen. If that was a sort of catchment area for your rainwater tank, you would, I presume, have to
discard your water.
Yeah.
If you were going to utilize it for any form of human consumption, you would discard it.
Yeah.
That's why it's imperative to make sure you check your roofs regularly. I mean, we have roof inspections for certain clients once a week.
Oh, really?
Majority of the staff have got their own staff that work in their properties that will go up and go and inspect everything. Once a week is a good thing.
Get sweep the leaves out the gutter. Yeah.
Leaves out the gutter. Get rid of all the Murray bound that's lying around that's going to block up your pre-filter. So the pre-filter stops all that stuff from going into your tank. 300 microns, pretty small. It's going to stop a lot of things. So all the leaves and sticks and bird poo and all of those things kind of just get washed off and chucked down the drain. And then only the water goes into the tank. And then, yeah, your filtration side of things, you've got a sediment filter, carbon filter, which gives you that good flavor of the water. It pulls out any chlorines, funny tastes. And then it goes through a sterilizer, UV sterilizer. And that, in most cases, is good enough for treatment of rainwater. When you're talking about boreholes and things like that, you physically have to get the water tested to see what minerals and everything are in it. And then you can build a filter system off of that.
So that's possible.
Yeah.
But rainwater, generally speaking, is good to go if it's relatively clean.
Yeah.
And we don't have acid rain in this part of the world yet. Luckily, that's it. Good to go. You and your team, I presume, are fully equipped and ready to install systems like this.
Yes, we are.
Roughly, what sort of cost are we looking at for a basic system?
So if you're going, we've done a couple in apartments, which is just a purely a municipal backup system, tank, pump, and all the necessary bulbs and things. That comes in at around about 15 grand.
Okay.
And then as soon as you start stepping up to harvesting rainwater and things like that, now we're including filter systems, backwashers, pre-filters. There's a whole
is bunch that for drinking purposes?
For drinking purposes.
Okay, but if you're just harvesting rainwater
for the garden, we'd still put a pre-filter in because you don't want that stuff going into the tank and ending up in your pump. So tank, pump, pre-filter, you're probably looking just for a basic system like that, 15, 20 grand, depending on where it's installed.
You could upgrade that to a drinking system, yes, at a later stage. So yeah, your initial investment is not huge, but it could save you an enormous amount of angst down the line. Probably a good idea to get a quote. Chapman Plumbing is available. There are others, I'm sure, that make sure that they're members of the Institute of Plumbing, the Plumbing Institute of South Africa. Just to avoid any potential cowboys, there are a few of those knocking about. This is South Africa, after all. Make sure that you do it well, do it properly, and you won't have recourse afterwards to regret Chatting with Chapman every Tuesday on Plumbing Related Matters. We'll be back again in a week's time to chat more. Barry, it's been real. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The show continues.